Last week, an unarmed 35-year-old man named Antonio Zambrano Montes was shot to death by Pasco, Washington police. Zambrano Montes had been throwing rocks at cars and police officers. This was the third killing by Pasco police since July, and a video of the shooting has brought international attention to it. Some are comparing it to the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, some community leaders in Pasco are calling for the Department of Justice to investigate. Anna King, who has been covering the shooting for the Northwest News Network, told me about the community's reaction to this incident.
It's just been a very sad scene in Pasco. Everyone's just really upset and thinks that this is a terrible thing for Pasco to be known for. And the mood is just kind of depressed and sad on all sides. I've talked to people of all colors, of all creeds, and everyone is just saddened by what has happened in our community.
Now, I've been reading that despite a large Latino population, not many Latinos are in positions of power in Pasco. Tell us a little bit about the community.
You're right. Pasco is a population of about 67,000 people. There's about 2% that are Asian, 2% African American, and 56% are Hispanic. You know, more than 50% of people here speak a language other than English at home. And, you know, it's just a very diverse community, a very culturally rich community in history. In the last few years, though, what's been interesting, since I've lived here in the Tri-Cities, in 2000, Pasco was like 32,000 people, and now it's more than 67,000 people. It's had huge growth. It's been one of the fastest growing regions in all of America for several years in a row. We have home to dairies, alfalfa, blueberries, apples, cherries, asparagus, corn, potatoes, you name it, we grow it over here in Pasco. You know, these are people that work together. Migrant farm workers and people who live here work with farmers who are often Anglo. So I don't think that there's the divide that some people are trying to portray. You know, people work together. They go to festivals together. They go to the movies together. I don't feel like there's this huge separation that some people are trying to portray.
Well, the headline asks, is Pasco Washington's Ferguson? Meaning, is it the same kind of racial divide we saw in Ferguson, Missouri, when police shot Michael Brown? What's your sense of the tension in Pasco compared to what we saw in these other incidents?
What we do know is that this incident has brought a call for justice. The family, the community is angry and is kind of in this state of mind that they're saying, this is not just, we want justice. But on the same point, we haven't seen the violence and we haven't seen the destruction of property like we did in Ferguson. They are waiting for the system to work. They are waiting for the federal system and the state and the local police investigation to bring forward the facts and for the court system to take this on. What remains to be seen is when those outcomes show up, how the people in the community respond. That will be something that I'm sure many media stations will be here watching. This has been a major media story. The New York Times is here. NBC is here. Major other networks are here trying to discern what's going on in this community.
We know that Zambrano Montes had been throwing rocks at cars and police officers before the shooting incident. What else have we learned about this man?
He was a 35-year-old male. He was shot on Tuesday evening. He was a father of two daughters, and his ex-wife took his daughters to California and filed for a divorce. His family, his cousins, told me that he had been mentally unstable and had been on some tough times lately. They had also told me that he just wasn't talking to them like they used to. One cousin in particular, a young gal, she said, you know, I used to cut his hair all the time. I would cut it for him so he could save some money. And the last few times I cut his hair, he didn't want to talk to me like he used to talk. He didn't want to joke like he used to joke. He was known to the police, and he was throwing these rocks in a busy intersection. We know that there was no weapon found at the scene, and we know that the police are investigating whether he had a rock in his hand at the time that he was shot by police officers. He ran through a crowded intersection. There were many, many bystanders, and several were taking cell phone videos. And that is what I believe has pushed the media to cover this more and pushed the community to call out in more outrage, because they've had access to this video online and they have been watching it over and over again. This small piece of tape, this small video, has had so many different reactions. You could almost just plant it in the center and just wing rocks at any point away from it. And that's how many reactions have been to this single video and this single incident. I spoke with some police friends of mine, and they're saying, you know, it's very difficult to be a police officer. It's very hard to make these calls. It's very hard to make it in the heat of the moment. And you just have to do the very best job you can. And you try and be a good person when you're a police officer. I've talked to Hispanic community members who are my friends, and they are saying, this is so sad. I don't see how anybody could see the video in a different way than that this was a rundown killing or somebody hunting an animal. I've talked to African-American friends of mine who say this is just horrible and sad and is similar to Ferguson and is similar. Why are our young men being killed and struck down? And so it's just, I think the commonality there is just sadness. Everyone is very, very sad, but the difference is how they perceive it through their own experience.
Anna King, she's been covering the shooting of Antonio Zambrano Montes for the Northwest News Network. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.